In this American life, to coin a phrase, there are certain givens. Summer means baseball. Baseball was invented by Abner Doubleday in Cooperstown, New York, and the Baseball Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown to honor that 1839 breakthrough. Well, not so fast around that base. Old newspaper articles unearthed recently indicate that games of baseball were played on Lower Broadway in Manhattan as early as 1823, a good 26 years before Mr. Doubleday's aha. John Thorne is a baseball historian and editor and publisher of Total Baseball, an encyclopedia of the sport. He's on the line with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Mr. Thorne.
Hi, Susan.
Do these articles give any details on the kind of game that was played in 1823 in Manhattan?
No, but we can speculate from a variety of other early accounts that this was not the same game played by Alexander Cartwright and his Knickerbockers. Rather, it was the game alleged to have been played by Abner Doubleday and his comrades in Cooperstown, whereby you could throw a runner out by hitting him with the ball, and you could hit the ball behind you and run the bases because there was no foul territory.
So rules, you're saying, came later, but these earlier games at least involved bases and balls?
They involved bases or posts. They involved a ball, they involved a bat, they involved the scoring of runs. The number of men on a team varied. It could be as few as 8, it could be as many as 25 or even 50. But probably this exhibition had somewhere between 11 and 13 men.
Is this a really significant discovery? And if it is, why?
It's an interesting discovery. I think for historians, it's not as significant as it may be for the general public, which still has a magical fixation on the date 1839 and the location of Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about this is that it is the first contemporary account of an organized baseball match played not only for recreation, but for the presumed interest of spectators.
Even though there were not too many details in these articles, as I understand it, it makes the assumption that readers are at least familiar with a game like this.
Yes, and we have documentary evidence of a game called baseball being played at Valley Forge in the 1770s, at Princeton College in the 1780s, in Rochester, New York, 1825. So there are plenty of early references to a game called baseball contemporaneous with this latest find, or predating this. What's really interesting to me about the document is not so much the document, but the consternation that it has produced, so that yet again we have discovered that Abner Doubleday is not the originator of baseball. This has been discovered every year since about 1908.
Well, isn't it nice to learn new things?
Yes. Late is better than never.
Right. Why is it so hard to pin down the actual roots, the beginning?
Because when balls and bats and boys came together, there was no newspaper reporter around. Mm-hmm. Even though we have now a New York City mentioned in 1823, it's dollars to donuts that this was a rural game imported to New York, that it did not arise on the streets of Manhattan, but rather had been played in New England, in rural Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Indiana. Baseball was being played everywhere. Some games were played on a diamond, some games were played on a square, some were played with a flat bat, some were played with a 3-inch ball, some with a 5- or 6-inch ball. Many of them called themselves baseball.
So when does baseball become the American game?
Baseball really was not the American game until the Civil War and the years immediately thereafter. It was a neck-and-neck competition with cricket. And there were two very strong competitors for the title of American baseball. One was the Massachusetts version, which strongly resembled the old town ball version where you could strike a runner with the ball and there was no foul territory. And the New York game, which was a decidedly different game. There was foul territory and you could throw the ball to the base to retire a runner rather than actually beaning the runner.
Thanks for striking this home run for us, Mr. Thorne. It was good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
John Thorne is a baseball historian and editor and publisher of Total Baseball, an encyclopedia of the sport.